This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. King Soopers employees from across the Front Range vote today on whether to ratify a new contract between their union and the grocery store. On Friday, the union announced it reached a deal with King Soopers to end a 10-day strike involving more than 8,000 workers. The company alluded to pay raises and improved benefits in a statement announcing the tentative agreement. Douglas County is named a finalist to lead its new health department. Michael Hill currently leads a county health department in California. Douglas County chose to split with its previous health authority, Tri-County Health Department, in September over disagreements on mask mandates and other COVID-19 health measures. Adams and Arapahoe counties have also said they would leave Tri-County. CU Boulder began distributing face masks on Friday. The N95 and KN95 masks are available to students, faculty, and staff at locations around campus. The site of a historic black township in Colorado could become part of the national park system. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Deerfield was a thriving community on Colorado's eastern plains until the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression scattered its African-American residents. Now efforts are underway to preserve what few buildings are left. Republican Ken Buck and Democrat Joe Neguse are co-sponsoring a bill that asks the Interior Department to consider adding Deerfield to the national park system. This isn't the first historic preservation effort by Buck and Neguse. They're also working to get Amache, a former Japanese internment camp, declared a National Historic Site. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.